We should keep that.
I had a roommate that said that was her sign of life for me. Like, I would be upstairs all quiet, depressed in my room, but if she heard me burping, she would know that I was alive and well.
And I love that.
And home safe.
Yes.
She said it's a comfort sound.
So, what we're going to be speaking on is posting your kids on the internet.
Yes.
And you have very strong opinions about this. I can't form mine. That's so let's speak on it.
Let's speak on it.
Wait, what was I saying? I want to ask you, to the public here, why do you not post your kid on the internet? His face.
So I don't post his face. I do post him. I have a couple reasons.
One being pedophile anxiety.
I do have pedophile anxiety. I'm not going to lie to you.
Which and, I do too.
Right. Just being into true crime and all that jazz. You see a lot of, you hear a lot of things, and it's the fact that you just really cannot, there's not always red flags, and that's scary to me. Like, it could just be any old buddy, just a pedophile. Me and my husband had a talk about it. Okay. So, like, in his job specifically, he knows a lot of things that I don't know, and he just doesn't. So I respect him in not posting his face, but me personally as well. I just feel like, for one, I just don't owe anybody photos of my child.
Yeah, so, but for reference for what she's speaking on, her husband is also in the Army, but it's a job that is not my husband's job that I don't understand. So, and continue.
I don't know what I'm allowed to say, so I'm just not going to say
anything. Yeah, we're not breaking no OPSEC in this bitch.
No. I mean, it comes down to consent. Mm-hmm. So he is an infant. He cannot consent to having his photos on the internet. The internet is forever, even if you don't think that it is. And think about it this way, right? So, I mean, I'm a 90s baby. You're younger than me. But how weird would it be to be 25 years old and you
going to get a job? That's my thing.
What? The child getting a job?
The child in the future going to get a job. Mm-hmm. And their parents are like vloggers or some shit.
Yeah.
But you were saying.
But so think about it this way. You're 25 and, you know, your parents tell you, oh, hey, by the way, there's about 500 people that I know that I used to send your pictures to from the day you were born until the day, I don't know, pick a random day and time. And I would just send them pictures of you. And these are people you don't know. How would you feel about that?
How about a million?
I mean, I'll be having a million people in my life.
But I'm saying, like...
But no, for real, I don't
Nicole LeBrantz of it all.
I don't believe in child exploitation.
No.
I don't believe in that. Like, Instagram's for your children? Weird. Sorry. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. And that's a weird whole topic that we can go on.
Yeah, that's weird. And that's literally handing pedophiles material. Sorry.
Yeah. Especially if it's like, here's the thing. If you're doing it because you're a small town cutie and it's like a private account to post pictures of just your child because you're a public figure, that's different, right? But like, if it is a public, like, for great example, again, the LeBrants, all of their kids having an Instagram, and Everly, their oldest, who's a dancer, having millions of followers, and her
check
comments,
those followers. Sorry,
and you could go look. They're men. They're grown-ass men. Or profiles that don't have profile pictures.
Yep.
Which you can only guess who the fuck that is.
Nasty.
But like,
no grown man should be commenting on a young child's photo. Heart eyes, fire emojis.
Wow, you're a good dancer. We know what the fuck you mean.
Check your child's followers. If you're running an account like that, why are you not checking?
Yeah, it'll say ran by mom. You're not doing anything.
You're running how?
Running where? running to the grocery store, looking the other way because it's not
running
not,
in the other direction because like, it's not. Is the running in the room with us?
It's not in the room.
She's not. But yeah, I think I would feel some type of way if my mom told me one day, hey, by the way, there's hundreds of people that you don't know and you'll probably never meet. And, you know, I only kind of know some of them.
And there's pictures of you in the bath.
Pictures of you in the bath. Uncensored. And the thing is about pedophiles specifically, not to talk about it again, but it does not, it doesn't take a lot to get their engines running.
No.
Apparently there was like a study done. They love pictures of children eating fruit.
Oh, oh,
yeah. It doesn't take a lot. So posting your child in a diaper, in the bath, blah, blah, blah. So even when I do post my child, I cover his face with an emoji, which really pisses people off.
Because it's the, I think it's the mouth for a lot of pedophiles.
I saw some people say that they're mad because it ruins the aesthetic of a photo.
Why does it matter what your aesthetic is? If that's the parent's choice.
Yeah.
My thing is, because you know where I'm at with it. Like I'm like on the brink of never posting my child again. Mm-hmm. But I also like my thing is I'm very proud of like the type of parent that mm-hmm. I am. And I want to show the people that I grew up with and all of that stuff, like what I'm up to. Mm-hmm. But part of that is like, in my opinion, like selfishness whenever you really think about like.
Do you feel like you get a lot of validation from social media?
With my little tiny page. With
your personal page,
mm-hmm. my personal page that's private. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's not so much validation because there's not really as much commenting back and forth and like swipe ups and stuff like it is on my business page. Mm-hmm. But with this, it really is just like, I hope that so and so from high school is proud of me. Like, it's just weird.
Where
like,
do you think that comes from? You think?
I think it comes from me being in high school and being the most insufferable fucking bitch alive.
I get that. I feel
and I want people to know that I'm not that bitch.
That you're not that bitch anymore. Yeah, period.
I think that's literally what it is.
I get that.
But I am private and I removed so many people from my social media. Yeah. Like I manually went into my following list.
I did that 3 times before Quentin was born.
Yeah. I did it twice before Derek was born and then one more time like to double down right before Wesley was born. Yeah. So like the second kid, I was like, let me just check. And I did remove a good few people. And right now I could probably, I could use to remove some people.
I get that.
But part of me also is like, this person's not done anything to me. But also, I don't totally know them.
If you're not keeping up with them, they're probably not keeping up with you.
Yeah. I have a big complex of like, somebody's going to think I'm a bitch. I have a big fear of people thinking that I'm a bitch for whatever reason.
Fuck it.
And I think that's a reason why I have a hard time like removing people. But I have removed so many people.
Even then, on my private account, I think when it comes to my private account, it really does just come down to consent. For my son, because like, yeah, it's private. I've gone through my followers like I said, three times. It was part of my nesting phase, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm still just like, don't post his face because it's like, I don't know. He just
can't. And you're not my only friend that does this.
Yeah.
I have so many friends that have moved over to doing this.
It just comes down to consent. Like in my social media is about me and Quentin is a part of my life. But it's like he's still a whole person.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, like when he has, you know, more of like a personality and he can say, yeah, mom, you can share this picture of me. Maybe that's different.
Yeah.
I might still be nervous about
it. Well, this is a great example because I have gone through, because I was born in the year 2000. Nice. And I was 13 when I got my first Facebook account. But my sister had a MySpace when I was 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was 4.
MySpace was crazy.
And my mom has had MySpace, Facebook, all of that stuff.
I think I made a MySpace joke to you and you didn't get it.
When?
It was something about like one of the like the top 8 or something.
Oh, I know about the top 8.
Who? I might have
I used to help my sister whenever I was like 5.
The way we were all just coding on MySpace, like it was our damn job.
Literally.
And now we all just need to go touch some grass.
Yes.
For real.
But whenever my mom would post on Facebook, if you're listening, mom, I'm sorry, but this kind of fucked me up a little bit. She posted pictures of me And she obviously did not think anything sexualized about it.
No, because
there
are
other
child.
People on the internet yeah. that think it. So I was very sexualized as a child.
Yeah.
Especially in my preteen years and my teen years because
especially
I was
you
a
were
cheerleader.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And I was really flexible. I was also really strong. I had really thick thighs.
Yep.
I got boobs in the fourth grade.
It'd be like that.
Like, I just, and I wasn't an ugly, dorky looking kid either.
Yeah.
Like, my mom took me to get rid of my unibrow the second I entered middle school.
I love that for you, honestly.
Which, period, mom. Thank
Kudos.
You.
Yeah.
But she posted a few things. So the first thing that she posted was me stretching while watching television.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
And I mean, it was a picture from the back, and my and I've looked back at it now, and I'm like,
that's inappropriate.
Holy shit, that
it
looks bad.
It sucks because I feel like being so aware of
yeah,
all of
my
this
mom
makes
wasn't
me
aware.
Feel. But the thing is, it makes me feel bad because it makes me turn innocent things into inappropriate things
yes.
without realizing. And I hate that because why can't an innocent moment just be an innocent moment? Because
it was an innocent moment.
I
was
mean,
sitting
it totally
there
is,
and it's
but
funny
when you think
because
about it.
Whenever what my mom was thinking whenever she posted it was like, oh my gosh, look at her. She's being so silly.
Yeah.
Like this is like her whole life. She's so obsessed with cheerleading. How funny.
Yeah.
That's what she was thinking.
Which is facts.
And there was a picture also of me eating my cereal in my school uniform. We had to wear uniforms in middle school, and you had to wear khakis with the collared shirt, and then you can only wear school sweatshirts.
Yeah.
And so I was dressed for school, and I was hanging over the counter eating my bowl of cereal, and I had one leg up because ADHD. This wasn't even me stretching. I still do this to this day where I put like a leg up on the counter because it's comfortable.
It'd be like that.
And because I lock my knees.
That's
so like
pelvic floor.
Yes. And putting my like leg up, you know.
I get you.
It just, it feels
I'll be doing
better.
That. I do that.
She posted a picture of me doing that. And I was like 12.
Which is funny because it's like, oh, so on brand for Katie. But it's like.
But at the, like, you know. Yeah. And I was, mm-hmm. And now I'm starting to like really put together in the last few weeks after us deciding to do this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Like just how much that probably affected me. In the public eye, because I was a pastor's daughter mm-hmm. and I would go to church after she'd post stuff like that. And people, old men that worked as a deacon at the church,
shocker,
staff members, like they would tell me that I couldn't wear certain dresses because they were too short. And I'm like, but wait, why is this a concern to you now? Why
all
is
sudden,
this?
I could talk about fucking dress codes all day, boy.
Yes. But whenever there's one more and I was
it's because they were feeling tempted.
Yes, absolutely. And because old men are creepy and nasty, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying all, but most. So the last thing that I remember my mom posting was me upside down sleeping in my papa's recliner with it reclined. So I was like,
yeah. We've all been
bent,
there.
You
yeah,
know.
I know.
I was comfy. But sure now I look back on it, I'm like, that's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then my mom posted my like personal stuff on Facebook. Like she would be like, oh my God, you won't believe what Katie said today as a status update.
The way that this is such, this exhausts me. This right here, what you're about to talk about, exhausts me because.
I saw somebody do it the other day for my hometown with their teenage kid.
It's like the generation of like I'm assuming your parents because my parents didn't have Facebook.
Oh, it's definitely my like the people who are currently 39 to 65. It's that because my parents are 60.
But I'm saying people our age too
mm-hmm.
are posting all this shit on Facebook too. My child, this, that, and the other thing. My child, this, that, and the other thing.
Embarrassing shit.
Adults who put their drama on Facebook mm-hmm. like it's still high school love the tea for me, but baby girl, you have three children. They're
what
gonna
the
see
fuck it. Is that gonna do for them?
They're gonna see this. I still. Do you ever get your like memories on Facebook?
Yes,
and you're like,
well, I literally posted something the other day where like I
can't
had my
share
shirt.
Mine. It's embarrassing.
Well, like my shirt was tucked in and it looked fucking stupid. And I was like, I wish I could go back in time 2 years. And just
oh,
tell
I saw
myself,
that. Yeah, the Bieber one.
Untuck your fucking shirt. It looks dumb.
Mine, I'm more or less talking about like, because I got my Facebook. I oh, got yes. my Facebook freshman year of high school, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was desperate for love. Mm-hmm. I had nobody to love me.
Looking for somebody to handle me.
Friends. So the desperation in those posts, when I say 2010, a post, I know it's about to be the most.
What makes me want to throw up is getting a memory from my old Facebook account where I posted like song lyrics and I would bleep out the cuss words with star asterisks. And then I'd post a selfie of me looking like trying to look sexy. And I was literally like 13. That makes me want to throw up every time
that's
I see that
so
shit.
That's so goofy. But I think like, mine was all words. It wasn't like a lot of photos, but.
I grew up and I literally, whenever I turned 12, that's the year Instagram came out.
Yeah, I feel for you. I feel like that lines up with the timeline for sure.
Yeah.
But no one should have a Facebook freshman year of high school. That's the weirdest time.
Oh my God.
That's the weirdest time to talk to the public, honestly.
But now 11-year-olds have Facebooks.
It's the young children having Instagrams for me that stresses me out.
That stresses me the
fuck
out too.
My 13-year-old niece, well, she was 12 at the time. No, nay, she's 14 now, 12 at the time. And she told me she wanted lip filler. Perfectly normal, beautiful girl wants lip filler.
How old? 13?
12.
12.
12. This was pre-bat mitzvah, okay? She was 12. She was 12, my dude. And I, like, she's the most beautiful girl I've, like, ever seen at that age. Like, what I would have done to look that cute at 12. Y'all don't want to see me at 12. Y'all don't want to see me. If
it's
I had
so
the picture
disgusting.
On my... No, it's bad.
Like, that's so bad.
It's bad. And it's... She was also watching The Outer Banks.
Yeah, because the high schoolers in that movie are literally 30. That's fine.
They're not even, they weren't even like that old, but they had.
Chase Stokes is 30.
They had face. For real?
Yes, Chase Stokes is 30. Madeline Klein is currently 25.
I thought Madeline Klein was younger when it started, though, no?
She was about 21 when it started. But Chase Stokes was like 27 when it started.
Full of injections, just all of them.
I know. Mm-hmm. I literally just, and the amount of makeup that they undergo to look younger while they're older.
I get it for a child, like labor laws and stuff, that's what needs to happen. But could we do like, you know, injection free?
Yeah, let's just have all of you drain your injections, please. Let's just do that.
Like, it's the lips.
It's literally like TV and movies is one thing, but it's the fucking influencer culture.
Oh, dude.
That's targeted to children, mm-hmm. like the Sephora daughters, like the kids on Instagram who go to Sephora.
Yes.
Last time I went into a makeup store, I went into Ulta. 10-year-olds everywhere. Literally Ulta in Fayetteville. 10-year-olds everywhere.
Children are doing things to their face with skincare routines that they don't need to be doing. Like you're just ruining your skin barrier at that point.
Literally retinol.
Literally. But the only reason they're doing it is because everyone's posting all these like, this is my skincare routine. Blah, blah, blah. And like, they want to be that girl. Which I believe in health and wellness, especially starting at a young age. But you don't need to do all that to your face.
Yeah, but you don't need to be that girl. You need to be going to soccer practice.
You need to be that girl who reads her textbooks.
Yes.
You need to be...
That girl who has a math test tomorrow.
You need to be that girl who's practicing for her soccer match.
You need to be that girl who has dance choreography shit.
Period.
Like doing awkward dance videos on photo booths. You need to be that girl.
The fucking picnic website.
Literally. You need to be doing dance routines for your parents in your living room. Please.
To get a sleepover, but appropriate ones. Not the don't. It's the.
Oh, I literally have in my topics list, I have one titled Why I Will Host All the Sleepovers. That's absolutely the title. Yeah. We could go into that too.
I couldn't imagine being a teenage girl right now. It was hard enough because in my era, like social media had really just started.
Yeah.
But now like everybody on Instagram is a damn bully.
I was born into it. You grew into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, MySpace, I was helping my sister with her top 8 when I was 4.
Nuts.
I was 4 years old.
It's a baby.
Yes.
That's crazy. I have my own MySpace, having crushes, saying, are you mad at me?
I was sneaking behind my parents' back watching MTV when I was 4.
Why do you have to sneak? They weren't into it.
My dad's a pastor.
Oh, that's right. I forget. Them folks is crazy.
A little bit.
A little bit.
I was a goody two shoes. I didn't do.
I was a goody two shoes. The worst thing I did was sneak behind because my parents wouldn't let me watch Wizards of Waverly Place. They wouldn't let me watch Harry Potter.
Magic,
witchcraft. They wouldn't let me watch SpongeBob because of his manners. So I wasn't allowed to watch SpongeBob. Yes. So the worst thing I really ever did was sneak behind my parents and watch like Wizards of Waverly Place.
That's nuts.
Or MTV. I think I watched Degrassi a couple times.
I tried to watch that as an adult because I remember my best friend Shelby fucking loved
that cringy.
Show. Watching it now, I'm like, this is the most like, it's giving like church camp. Mm-hmm. I ain't never been to church camp.
But people trying to be too sexualized during church camp.
I think the first episode she got like, she was meeting some old man in a hotel room. It was like episode one. I'm like, damn, this took a turn fast. But it was giving like sex education video where it teaches you like,
yes,
don't fall into a predator trap. Like,
literally.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, for real.
What else? I wasn't allowed to watch Zoe 101 because.
Honestly, fair though.
Because Jamie Lynn Spears got pregnant, and my mom was like, "We can't support that show because she's a pregnant teen."
You know,
and I don't even get me started on like why Jamie Lynn Spears could have even like gotten pregnant in the first place, because literally all of the Disney stars should have probably gotten pregnant at that age.
They probably did.
Then they probably did, and probably just had abortions. The thing about it is like, child stars like that, which is a huge reason why I'm private on Instagram mm-hmm. because of my kids, is because whenever children are shown to the public like that, Cole LeBrant, Savannah LeBrant style, the LeBrant family style, Disney Channel style, Miley Cyrus, it fucks with you so bad.
It fucks with the kids too, because if you're constantly have a phone in your child's face, one, you're not engaging with them one-on-one. Two, like, okay, I hate when I see like little tiny children doing like an outfit check or whatever.
Oh,
because
my God.
What are we teaching them to value in their life? It's giving, you must constantly seek outward validation from other people on the internet with your phones.
I didn't even like think to bring that up. Like, that wasn't even in my brain, but I have seen that shit.
Like, child exploitation goes so deep, and I think it's going to ultimately just completely, I don't want to say traumatize children, but I think it's going to give them like a false sense of self-worth, which I feel like is so fragile. Anyway, in children, like everything you're doing with your children affects their confidence in life and within themselves. So if you're constantly having them on social media and it's just a part of their life, like,
do
you think that's going to land them later?
I think that the distorted image of self-worth that you're speaking to, and like the fit check for a literal 12-year-old.
I saw one. She was like 4 years old.
Uh-huh. Because their parents will just like post it on their account because it's
cute and
funny.
I couldn't imagine being that parent who's like, okay, do it like this. Do
yes.
it like constantly directing your
yes.
kid. Because it's saying like, what is my worth to my parents? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so Matthew McConaughey, I saw this like little snippet. I love that man. First of all, I love that man.
All the middle-aged moms out there definitely love him right with you. That's for sure.
But he said, he told his kids, because he delayed giving his children phones, like smartphones.
Oh, I've seen this.
Like smartphones.
Yeah.
And he said, live a life worth sharing, not live your life to share.
Yeah.
And
that's literally what's happening.
Nice.
Look at us. We just be on it together.
Water. Oh, okay.
Your water's right there.
Water.
I think the distorted sense of self-worth that's being caused at such a young age now, we're going to see, and I hate to like put this in the universe and say this, but it's the truth. I think we're going to see a spike in teenage suicide because of it.
I feel like there already is compared to our generation, because I feel like,
oh yeah,
there's too much pressure to be like XYZ. Like the need to fit in. Okay, think about it this way. Like there's like a biological need for like humans to fit in, right? Because
mm-hmm.
that's like, if the village kicks you out, like that's you're fucking done. You're dead. You know,
mm-hmm.
so the need to fit in is a constant, right? And so now at the palm of our hands, we have the whole fucking world. mm-hmm. you know, not just America, like literally every country. And you're constantly comparing yourself to everybody in all these situations, like financial situations, how you look, like beauty standards. Beauty standards have always been insane. Social media is just...
It just exacerbates it.
It does. And it's just...
Well, my thing is that you're like, you're saying this as an adult. I have just now, and I have had social media since the age of 12. Yeah. And I've been around social media since the age of 4.
Yeah.
I just now am starting to figure out how I want to share things.
Yep.
And what makes me comfortable.
I literally post once a month.
And how to, and how to filter things so that I don't get upset, so that I don't feel compelled to overconsume, to buy things because of targeted ads. Like, I have had to completely go out of my way to make sure that my Instagram page, whenever I get on it, is a place that is not going to stress me the fuck out and raise
that
my heart rate.
That is why I had to stop content from JoJo Siwa, because why?
Oh my God, that's raising my
heart
rate.
Why am I continuing to get targeted with this dumbass dance?
I cannot handle it.
So I blocked that shit today.
But the thing is like, you have me as an adult who's had social media for so long, just now figuring out how to navigate those feelings of not adding up, not like being worthy, not like
your house not being worthy, your face not being worthy, your body,
your decorations,
not being
worthy. Your aesthetic.
Why are we talking about legging legs?
What the fuck?
It's just giving Tumblr thigh gap of 2009.
It's giving the early 2000s, everybody had to have an eating disorder to be cool.
And that's going to for sure come back.
I think so. And I also think that overdone plastic surgery is going to become a thing.
It's already a thing.
But for my it's for my generation, it's already, I'm seeing so many people get so much plastic surgery done. Mm-hmm. And people are literally like 22 getting it done.
I just want to know what the long term is going to look like for that.
Yes.
I like want to know in advance.
Yes. But the thing about it is, if you were a child trying to navigate that stuff in this day and age, whenever reels are literally popping up, because Meta now owns Facebook, Instagram, and all of it together.
You can radicalize someone with the algorithm so fast.
So you literally go to Facebook and you're given Instagram reels. You go to Instagram, you're given other, like more reels. Whenever you're scrolling through your regular feed and you're not even on the reels page, there's more reels. So you get sucked in, and then an hour goes by and you're like, where the fuck is the time gone? Yeah. I need to buy this new pair of shoes because I've seen 14 reels in a row of a girl wearing this pair of shoes.
I think I'm at a point in my life where every time I see an Amazon must have.
Oh my God. Or, I will swipe so fast and I'll hit not interested.
Or some girly trying some shit on. I mean, I'd be watching it sometimes, but I'm just like, what a waste of money. And you're just going to throw that shit away.
And the fucking bullshit, the POV, you blah, 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 blah. That shit fucking pisses me off. I'm tired of seeing it.
Yep.
I'm tired because it's so overdone.
It is. It's just people buying shit and buying shit and buying shit.
POV. You finally found a car trash can that's not ugly. Like,
y'all have a car trash can? I got a Walmart bag. Next.
I have a side door pocket. That's what I fucking have.
It's not even the pocket. It's like the handle to get the door open has like a little space.
Yeah. Well, the handle is where my change lives, and the thing underneath it with the little hole.
No, I know what you're talking
about. Where all of my wrappers live.
I go to the gas station, get my little snacky snack, and then I use that
bag. And then I dump
bag.
My trash.
I use that bag as a trash bag. And that is my, that's
my Amazon must have.
That's my gas station must have, if you will.
Imagine being a kid trying to, with your underdeveloped ass brain. I'm 23. I'm going to be 24 this year. I'm not even fully developed yet. And I'm just now figuring this shit out. Imagine being fucking 5.
So, and I hear you with that so hard because I grew up poor.
I did too.
And it was the era of Vans, and I wasn't allowed to get shoes from anywhere that wasn't Payless because my mom could get a pair for me and a pair for my brother. BOGO, baby.
And they started carrying Vans at Payless but my mom was a Payless
girlie.
Wait,
like legit Vans?
Yes. They start whenever I was growing
up. I'm too old.
So I had these plaid pair of Vans and I wore them and they started getting holes in them and I still could not replace them. Yes. Yeah.
It was like I got one new pair of shoes every year, and it was like for school, and it was always had to be at Payless.
It always had to be at Christmas for me. Like I got it at Christmas.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I didn't. What did I get for? I couldn't even tell you what I got for Christmas, but I just couldn't imagine. Back to the what I was about to say.
Yes.
Is I couldn't imagine being flooded with all this stuff, like seeing kids my age getting all this stuff, and then just feeling like,
how the fuck am I going to afford that?
Not only that, but feeling like, again, the self-worth thing, like feeling like, oh, like I'm not going to fit in because I don't have all this stuff that these other girls have. Like I wasn't allowed to wear makeup. Until when did I start wearing makeup? I started wearing makeup behind my mom's back in fifth grade.
That sounds like my sister.
And I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, so I looked really stupid. And then
didn't we all?
It was in the era of the little front bump, the snooky bump. So I had
what is it? The poof.
The snooky poof. And then I experimented with eyeliner. It was a weird time for me. And anyways, but like I already always felt like less than all the other kids in school because like whenever we would go school shopping, it was thrift stores and Walmart before thrift stores were cool. Thrift stores are cool now, but back in the day, baby, it was not cool.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell people where I got shit. Shoes from Payless. So I couldn't imagine seeing people my age having all of these things. And I'm like, where do I fit into this?
Yeah.
And then that will get to you and it seeps into your self-worth.
I remember like my sister, she specifically like whenever she was growing up, because my sister is older than you. You're right in the middle of me and my sister because we have a 12 and a half year age gap. So my sister turns 30. Nuts. My sister turns 35 next month.
Nutty. My oldest sibling's in her 50s.
Holy shit.
And that's how I'm being adopted, baby. Yeah.
Holy shit.
No, yeah. It's nuts.
But because I've seen, because I saw my sister through high school.
Yeah.
And I was very much like, I had a conscience back then. Mm-hmm. That's whenever I first got my conscience. That was my childhood. I remember a lot of seeing my sister grow up.
But then I feel like you get to high school and it's so different.
Oh, it is. But like watching my sister have to navigate high school, mm-hmm. feeling poor, yep. feeling not skinny enough.
Period.
Feeling like her clothes aren't cute enough.
When was the first time you started thinking about your body?
Whenever I was 4, I saw my sister in the kitchen eating Chex Mix with mustard. And it was the first thing I had seen
Chex
her eat.
Chex Mix slaps.
Yes. But it was the first thing I had seen her eat in 2 days.
Nuts.
And it was a weekend. And my mom started noticing that she had lost weight. And my mom started yelling at her and was like, when was the last time you eat? And I remember like the whole argument.
That's crazy.
And it was actually like traumatizing to watch.
Totally.
In the early 2000s, whenever she was in high school, she started high school in like 2003.
To be fair, that was like the time where it was like the low cut jeans, yes. like the low rise jeans and no girl so had a butt.
She literally told me, this is exactly what she told me. She said that she went to school and she saw somebody's hip bone sticking
yes,
out.
Yes, the hip bone had a choke hold on me, brother.
She asked the girl, she said, how do you get your hip bones to stick out like that?
Drugs.
And she said, no, she literally said, just skip a few meals and you'll see them come out. So my sister started skipping meals and then she noticed that they weren't popping out because that's not her body type.
No, totally, no.
And she kept not eating, trying to live up to the standard. So imagine if that was the standard for her, right? And then for me, the standard was thick thighs and small waist. Because that was the standard whenever I was in high school. And then me having to live up to that because
that's not your body type.
I grew up with the era of...
you have great legs, though.
Thanks. I've been told that a couple
you
times.
You do be having so good legs.
A couple times or two. I'm going to tell you what my nickname was in high school this. But whenever I was in high school, I remember it was the start of the Instagram baddies.
It was the start of the Kim K...
Oh, yes. Body goals. It was the keeping up.
Kim K doesn't even want the Kim K body anymore.
No. She's literally...
She's undoing it.
No.
And I honestly love it for her.
I do love that for her, too. But the thing is that, like, if that was my trope, what's going to be the trope for my... I think that there are trends of what cripples a generation. And I think my sister's generation, and it was eating disorders. Yes. And it's always women. With my sister, it was eating disorders. Mm-hmm. With me, it was, getting thick in the thighs, but not in your waist, and trying to figure out and navigate how you're supposed to do that.
How is that even possible?
Yes. How you're supposed to do that.
Muscle.
I think for our kids, it's going, and the kids who are living right now in this time, mm-hmm. also, I think that it's going to just be strictly over consumption, mm-hmm. like clothing trends, because right now, all body types are embraced, which they're not.
They're not.
But for the most part, people are seeing a lot of representation. I think that the issue is going to be the clothing.
I think the health and wellness girlies are trending. And I feel like that body type is trending. That, like, you know, I'm talking about healthy girl body type where
the big booty, small legs.
Not even always a huge booty, but
not
like a
huge,
but like a muscle butt. Like work out butt. Like, I think just like that general kind of
perky.
Like, front door abs, small boobs.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like
small legs, small boobs.
A Pilates
perky bod. Perky butt. Yes.
Yeah. I think that's in because the type of clothing trends that I'm seeing are happening for those body types.
Yes.
Like clothes that kind of fall off of you just right.
Well, here's the deal. People like Free People's a great example. And I buy from Free People a lot because I like how their clothes fit me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The models though. Where are the people that look like me so that I can see what the fuck that's going to look like on
them? Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Something that I love about Khloe Kardashian's jean brand is she has pictures of different models, like three different models and three different sizes.
For the jeans.
I love that.
It's weird because I feel like, and I don't know if it's just the body dysmorphia or what, but even with brands like that, I feel like I never see my body type.
Yes, still.
Mm-hmm. Somehow. And I don't think, I feel like I have a pretty normal body.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I don't know, you know, I just feel like, and then I would consider myself mid-size at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And
me too.
Whenever I see mid-size influencers and stuff, it's like mid-size in the different areas than me.
Yeah.
So I still don't know how clothes are going to look on me. So I stopped wasting my money. My uniform, leggings and a sweatshirt.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's it.
Exactly. I don't know. I think that our kids trying to navigate that, how the hell, because here's my thing. And another reason why I'm considering homeschooling longer than just the pre-K years.
Oh, yeah.
Because my son's going to go to school if he goes to school. My oldest, Derek's going to go to school and he's going to come home and say, so-and-so has an iPhone.
Yep.
And I'll be like, that's too fucking bad.
That's good for them.
And then my kid is going to grow resentment. The longer I keep them from having a smartphone, the more resentment that's going to grow. Because I held resentment for my parents for not letting me have an iPhone earlier.
I was not allowed to have a phone until it was almost the end of freshman year that I got a cell phone, not even a smartphone, just a cell phone.
Was it a Razor?
No, it was not.
My sister's first phone was a Razor.
It was post Razor era. I had like the
I had the slide phone.
Yeah,
that was my
mine
first.
Was the slide up phone, not the like Sidekick or whatever. It was like one of the early Galaxies, I believe.
So what happened for my generation?
But I didn't hold resentment to them for that. To be honest with you,
I did because of Instagram. Mm. Because Instagram was another layer.
Yeah. See, Instagram was just kind of starting out.
It ruined everything.
It did ruin everything.
It ruined everything. Is it a good tool for business? Yeah, yes.
Totally.
Everything else, I think it is shit. Sometimes I think it needs to go to hell.
Certain. I think that you can learn a lot from Reels or from
Instagram.
However,
how credible it could be. Also.
Well, I mean like little shit. Yeah. Like we've learned so much about chickens.
Also life hacks.
Life hacks, chickens, etc. You know, it's good for some things, but it's draining, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's draining. And I feel like it's just like that's too much information at one time, too many opinions. It's just too much. It's
I don't want to subject my children to the daily battle that I have to fight myself to stay off of Reels.
Mm-hmm.
I've already completely deleted TikTok off my phone. I do not have it.
Yeah.
I haven't had it in a year. I've had it deleted off my phone for a year.
Yeah.
And I deactivated the account because I was oversharing on TikTok. Like there was just a lot
I never got into TikTok. I tried because someone was like, oh, you'd blow up on TikTok with your photography.
It's super easy to blow up, which is the
problem. It is, but it isn't. And I just didn't give a shit. And I said, delete.
I don't blame you.
Delete.
I blew up on TikTok a few times and it scared the shit out of me. And I was like, I can't fucking have
eyes. I don't like being seen.
I was like, I cannot fucking deal with this. Mm-hmm. I can't. Well, because with TikTok, you can't control your audience at all.
Mm-mm.
With Instagram, at least you can somewhat control your audience.
I like that now you can remove followers.
Yes.
You don't have to like wait for them to unfollow you.
TikTok is way too fast overnight success. Instagram is gradual.
And that's another thing too, is people, kids these days want to get TikTok famous and
that's what they want.
Call it a day. That is like, where did the goals go? Even my niece, the same one who wanted lip injections, I promise she's actually a really smart, good girl.
What else is she going to
do? She literally has... She's honestly so smart. She's so talented. I could see her in the realm of acting.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's just like that drama girly, but she literally just like told my Aunt Wendy, she was like, I just want to marry someone with money so I can just like be on TikTok. And it's like, oh my word.
Well, it's killing everybody's morals. Like it's just, it's not. For kids,
it's killing the work ethic.
They're learning what's valuable. We sound like boomers. We do sound like boomers, but I think a lot of people would probably agree.
It's not. I'm not saying pull up your bootstraps and blah blah blah. I'm just saying
nobody wants to fucking work. Get your fucking ass up and work.
Get your ass
nobody
up
wants
and
work. To work these days.
I mean, but it's like it's low true. Key true. It's low key true. Like people just want
to be what famous.
And
post videos.
Hot take. I actually want them to ban TikTok because I want to see the world implode in on itself.
Me too. I want to see everybody try to figure it the fuck out.
I want to see 14-year-olds riding their bikes until the streetlights come on again.
Yes.
I want to see children in parks with Cheetos just having a good time.
The other day.
With Cheetos and Arizona iced tea. That's what I want to see. Just hanging out, hanging about. Like I just want to see kids be kids again and not just scrolling. And and they call it doom scrolling for a reason. It's because like it fucks up your mental so bad. And especially at that age is insane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Imagine the amount of actual, and this is not me just saying this, actual brain damage.
Actual brain damage.
That it's causing because I can feel my brain imploding from being on it from such a young age and to me having to fight urges like I am addicted to Coke. Mm-hmm. Like quite literally, it feels like I have an addiction.
Buying shit.
And getting a targeted ad and thinking, I need this. And then I think all day, I'm like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I want it, but I don't need it. I wish I wouldn't have seen that ad. And I think about it all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, I go and look at the link again and I contemplate it. And then I'm like, no, you have plenty of shit. Stop. Mm-hmm. But like, and the doom scrolling and all of that, what gets me about the behaviors that I'm having to try to correct in myself, how am I going to correct that in my kid at all?
How do you tell your kid none of this shit matters and then believe you? Because I didn't believe shit my parents said until I was a grown woman.
And that's what scares me the most about it. Another thing that scares me on the topic that we started on and why we like...
How we somehow landed here.
Which I love that we've landed
here. It's all connected, but not at the same time.
But the thing that I said earlier where I made like a small snippet of a like note to what you were saying about our kids getting jobs one day, the internet is literally forever.
Forever.
You can deactivate something, but somebody has a screenshot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody can have blackmail on you and it can be so silent and you would never suspect it. And you could get the job of your dreams and somebody that hated you in high school could release a fucking nude of you.
Which is insane. But like, not only that, it's just.
Well, also like, what if my kid's employer in the future sees that he has like no self-control on social media because I didn't instill that in him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? Your social media, you do whatever you want with it. And then I also post whatever the fuck I want of him, of either of my sons. And Derek goes to get a job one day, his first job, and he's 16 and his employer goes, I don't think we're going to hire you because we don't think that like your public personality would be a good fit for us.
Yeah.
I could see that being a thing that happens.
Or like people posting all their beliefs all the time on social media, which I both love and hate. But imagine like on the topic, I never thought about the job thing, but on that topic, it's like you try to get a job somewhere that's say super duper conservative and they're like,
oh, and they're going to pay you really good.
Let me check their social media. Oh, let's check their mom's social media. And it's
their whole family is liberal,
like super liberal. They're like, we don't think you're a good fit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So
I could see a lot of discrimination happen because of social media.
For sure. I never thought about that. For me, it's mostly just my child's privacy, but I'm like that with him with everything. Mm-hmm. So like there's a family member of ours who like came to visit when he was little and I had to change his diaper and she was like hovering. And I was like, privacy, please. Like I'm very just big on his privacy.
Yeah.
Like just because
diaper changes in public, I'm literally like, shut the whole door. Like I can't.
The thing was, is I had to do it on like, I was doing it like on the trunk of my car, but there was no one else around, but I'm like, why are you hovering? Like, I understand that it's like an innocent child, but it's like, I just feel so weird about like infant nudity in front of people. Like I understand that
it's this out because this is something that I want to tell you because we're talking about this.
Okay.
A few moments later.
Talking about my kids' genitals.
That's another thing about having boys is like, why is it when...
Why is it a topic of conversation whether we cut...
This is also why we didn't want to share the gender either. Like even because the first question when you tell people you're having a boy is...
From the older generation.
Circumcise? Which is
why
like,
do you fucking ask that?
Why do you care?
I told Logan's mom that I had a few people ask me that and she is a part of the generation that asked that question. And she was like, why would somebody want to know that?
Literally. Why do you care what an infant's penis looks like?
So many people in my family.
Yeah.
So many people I haven't talked to in years. Like
weird question to ask.
Weird fucking question.
I'd be like, you know what, Gary? Are you circumcised? Are you circumcised?
What happened in the first hour of your life? Did they cut your dick?
And I'm neither here nor there on circumcision.
I don't care what you do.
I don't care what people do. I think it's weird to ask people when they say, oh, we're having a boy, to be like, oh, are you gonna get them circumcised? Because why are you invested in the aesthetic of their penis?
Oh my god. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Why are you concerned for whenever my child loses their virginity what their girlfriend's gonna think of how their penis looks?
Who cares?
Who gives a fuck? That's between my son and his future girlfriend, future wife, whoever.
Mm-hmm. That's between my son and his own penis.
Yes.
Not you. You're not part of the equation. So I don't know. But yeah.
Fucking weird.
But people who need to see what my son looks like get pictures of my son regularly.
Yeah.
I don't need to post him on social media.
Well, like my friend, I have a girl who was one of my clients, mm-hmm. and she was like a client that came to me until she just moved to Tennessee. And now she obviously has not come to me because she can't.
It's me. I should probably make sure
everything's good. But she doesn't post her son's face on Instagram.
And someone was like, why would you not post his face, but you'll post his body? And which is a good question. That's a good question to ask. And that to me comes down to, again, it's like, I never post him in like a compromising position. I never post him in just his diaper. I never post him in the bath. People who post pictures of their children's butts, you're weird.
Fucking weird.
That's weird. Why does everyone need to see that? Why does that need to be on the internet?
Do I
forever?
Have pictures of that for me because I
absolutely
think it's cute?
I do.
Yes.
Absolutely. My baby's butt is so cute. I love that little thing.
But that's for me to look at.
But that's for me. I don't even send those to family. If I've sent two bath photos of Quentin to family members and I still put a little star over his weenie.
Yeah. Because why do you need to see it?
Ain't nobody need to see that.
Exactly.
But I had someone say, oh, tell someone else, not even me, tell someone else, oh, she must not be posting his face because she thinks her baby's ugly.
Which your baby's not fucking ugly.
First of all, he's not ugly.
Your baby is cute as fuck.
He's so cute. He got a little buddy nose. He's very cute, okay? And everybody tells me, okay? It's not even just me. It's everybody. Anyways, but to think that I'm that vain of a person to be like, my baby's ugly. I'm like, what did I... And I cried because I'm just like, did I put that energy about myself out there that someone would think that I'm so vain that I would bleep out my kid's face because he's ugly?
And why would somebody think that a mother's heart would think that their child's
ugly? But also, why are you so pressed to see my baby's face when I, like, I know this person and I'm just like, why do y'all care so much? It's just weird because it's like, it's all it is you're mad because your own curiosity is not being fulfilled. And you might like pictures of babies and you might think people's babies are cute. And that's great. And I feel the same way, but I don't feel entitled to see other people's children.
Also, you might not be a pedophile, but that doesn't mean that they don't exist.
Right. And so we've had to have talks with family members as well. Like, hey, like you, if you take pictures of Quentin, like blur out his face or make sure it's like a back of head picture. Like you can post him, but here are the rules. But it's like, I don't understand other people's needs to post other people's children.
Like you send me pictures of Quentin because we're friends.
Because we're friends. Yeah.
Like I see his face because I see his face in person.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing for me, like my friend who was one of my past clients, which now we're friends, she does not post her son's face on social media.
Yeah.
And she posted pictures from his first birthday. And I was like, holy shit, there's no way that he's one already. So I texted her and I said, let me see how big that boy's gotten.
Yeah.
And she sent me pictures.
Of course.
Because it's like, she can trust me. The
thing is these people saying things, it's like, I don't believe that they're gross people. So like, if you really want to see, like you can reach out. But the thing is no one has reached, none of these people have reached out to see how I'm doing postpartum, see if I need anything. These people didn't get me anything off my gift registry for my baby. I'm not saying that it's like tit for tat or whatever, but it's just like, you weren't invested until.
Well, like you want to talk shit about me not posting my baby's face. But whenever I do it and you're like curious, you could text me and say, let me see how big your baby's gotten. I'd love to see his face.
Why do you feel like you're so entitled?
Exactly.
Like you weren't entitled enough to do all this or to be a part of my life for this. But now that he's here, it's just fulfilling a curiosity, but you're like projecting this anger. Also, I just don't understand being angry about somebody's choices for the privacy of their children.
Yeah. What does it affect you? It's like people being mad that somebody's gay. That doesn't affect you.
It doesn't. It literally doesn't affect you.
You not posting Quentin's face does not affect me.
No.
It doesn't affect
me. And again, my social media is mine and Quentin is a part of my life that I don't mind sharing, but it's not to share Quentin. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's my life. It's my social media. It's about me. Mm-hmm. Not about Quentin.
My thing with my kids and the reason why I don't blur out their faces, but I'm private right now is because like, my thing is I feel like, especially Derek, because he's the one who made me a mom, right? Mm-hmm. It's such a huge part of my personality.
It is. It's funny because before I had Quentin, I was like, if I become a mom, it's not going to be my personality. It's not going to be the
but
only.
But it does become
but it
that.
Is. It is.
Because it's your whole life.
It is, yeah.
Like, that's who your whole life is modeled
that's
for
on
now.
My day-to-day, that's what my life is about. Yes. Every choice that I make from here on out, I
affects
have to be
him.
Thinking about him.
Mm-hmm.
So
the reason why I haven't, like, gone to the lengths of, like, blurring out the face is because, like, again, it's like what I said at the beginning. I'm just like so proud. And I wasn't thinking, whenever I first had Derek, I wasn't thinking about pedophiles. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about, I don't think this person deserves to see my life because fuck them.
Period.
And I would remove them from my social media. But now I have a whole new lens.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so uncomfortable by the whole social media thing. And if I'm trying to do this podcast, I'm trying to be a public figure. I will stay private for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Like I will do that. My thing is I think that for me, I think I have certain parameters that you're not willing to give up, which is fine for you. And yeah. I'm happy for you that you're not willing to give up certain parameters of pictures. Like for instance, whenever I was using my podcast page as my photography page, whenever you'd take pictures of our family, professional pictures, I would post them with my kids' faces in them.
Yeah.
Because that is a planned family photo.
Mm-hmm.
it's something super sweet and it's not my child doing anything inappropriate, looking inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And it is just me saying, hey, this is my family. Hope everybody's doing well. We're doing well, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it's a check-in. Stuff that's like my little photo dumps I do on my personal page, I don't think that belongs on public social media.
But I've also seen a lot of influencers whose whole persona is being a parent. They're starting to blur their kids' faces out too.
Like, what's her name? Elise Myers. I literally love her.
Which one is that?
She is the girl. She's got black curly hair and she has a severe OCD.
Okay.
And I love Elise. You'll have to send her to me.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. She's got the curly hair. I know what you're talking about. Yes. I'm thinking of the one blonde girl with the three boys. She recently just changed over to covering their faces. And I'm curious, like, if something happened. But what is it? It's like chasing something or other. She's got long blonde hair.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I've sent you her before because I love her.
Yes.
To be her.
But I'm happy to see influencers doing it. But, like, the people, like...
Because I feel like you can be a momfluencer without exploiting your children. Not saying that that's anything that I want to do.
Yeah.
But and that's just that I'm not an influencer. I will never be an influencer. I don't care to influence. If I did, it'd be about my house.
My thing is like the influencer of it all. Mm-hmm. If you have that type of following and you want to post a planned family photo, I'm like perfectly okay with that. Mm-hmm. But the type of like posting videos of you doing stuff with your kids at home that is super private.
It's personal. And it's like family home videos.
But also like putting up your camera and then starting to have a dance party that wasn't happening prior to you putting up the camera or somebody taking their phone out and organically filming it.
It's the living your life to share instead of living
that
life
shit
worth sharing.
It bugs me. Fuck out of me.
Absolutely.
Like, setting up your camera to
do something.
Yes. Now,
setting up your camera to make your child cry and then posting it on the internet is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Setting up your camera and telling your kid to go into the bathroom and say as many cuss words as they want for content.
Wild.
Like, oh my fucking God. And my thing is,
now I love a child cussing though. It cracks me up every
time.
It's
funny.
But like,
when it's organic.
When it's organic.
Yes.
Like, don't be weird about it.
Like, Derek has said cuss words because he's heard me say them. And it's cute as shit.
I love a baby curse.
But like, for me, I've set up my camera a few times after I've already started doing something.
Yeah.
It's been organic. And I'm like, I want to capture this moment.
Your kids are just like not little dancing monkeys.
No, like I don't start a video and I'm like, okay, now go ahead, go do that. Like, it's fucking
imagine
weird.
Directing your child's childhood.
Imagine.
That's essentially what you're doing.
Okay, now, sweetie, now we gotta get it from this angle. So let me move this camera and then I want you to do it again.
Imagine constantly living your life and getting photos taken and then watching your parents sit there and edit those photos instead of paying attention to you and hanging out.
Oh my God, yeah.
Or the videos making the reels.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but I have stopped editing pictures that I put on my personal Instagram.
And I love that for you.
Because I don't have the time to stop paying attention to my kids.
I don't have that energy.
No, I don't. That's my career. Mm-hmm. Whenever I do photography, I edit other people's memories for a living.
Yep.
My memories, though, whenever they're not a professional photo that you have taken, I don't need to sit there and edit a life moment.
No.
My parents didn't edit my whole movies. My parents didn't turn my whole movies into a vlog. My parents didn't edit my pictures that they took of me before they went and printed them at the CVS. Like, mm-hmm. That's not how it worked.
Yeah.
It just, I could never imagine being the bitch that's like, okay, sweetie, now I want you to mouth these words. And if you don't get it right, it's okay. We'll just restart.
Do it again and again and
again.
But
you
need
to make sure that you have this memorized so that you can lip sync these words.
Instead of just letting them exist. Imagine.
Like, and I understand your kids, like people will have the argument whenever people are like, why are you making your kid perform? And then these influencers will be like, do they look sad? Don't they look like they're having a fun time? I don't care that they're having a fun time. Mm-hmm. One day they are going to grow up. And they are going to get into therapy and it's going to be unpacked.
It's going to be unpacked heavily.
And it is going to be something that they talk about more in therapy than if they were to get fucking molested. Like, because that's how deeply it will affect the psyche and their brain chemistry. Like, that's how deeply that shit the repetition. See, here's the thing that happens. Like if you get molested as a child, right? Mm-hmm. Or you get raped as an adult, that is a huge life event. It's traumatic as fuck. It was not repetition though. Repetition is a behavior.
I mean, it might have been.
It might have been. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like if you were like a captor, had a captor or whatever. But what I'm saying is if you have a big traumatic life event and then you have a repetitive behavior that you learned as a child that becomes a habit.
I could imagine it feeling like you're not enough for your parents.
Yes. Trying to decode and deprogram the habit it would be, mm-hmm. or the repetition that you went through with your parents on a day-to-day basis and having to mask and put something on for people, mm-hmm. and perform versus trying to heal from a traumatic event. It is way harder to deprogram your brain from totally. Something that was repetitive. Mm-hmm. Like,
and always having some kind of spotlight on you.
Yes.
It's the setting up your phone and crying spotlight. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my fucking God. Like,
yes. The ring light of it all. Like, what the fuck? Ring light. I can't.
But, yeah, I could imagine that being something like over time, I don't know. Just, again, just affecting, like, your self-worth very deeply. And I think a lot of the way your parents love you has to do with a lot of who you become as an adult, how you love other people, how you love yourself.
Or how you choose not to,
right? So I've had to unpack a lot. And I'm not saying my parents were bad, but I've had a lot of stuff to unpack for my parents as well.
Well, it's the generation. Like, every generation, I think parenting progressively gets slightly better.
Yeah.
And then there's other things that get slightly worse. Mm-hmm. So it's like, none of us are going to be perfect parents and none of us came from perfect parents.
Yeah.
But
my thing too about these child influencer accounts is I understand that this is people's income. I understand that there's a market for it. There's a lot of things that I wouldn't know if it weren't for parent influencers. So there's a level of respect that I have for it. But this income that you're getting, other than paying the bills to take care of those children, are those children that you're exploiting getting any of that money?
Are they getting a bond
made? Is it going into a bank account for them? And if it is, that's great. That's wonderful.
Is it in a money market account?
Or like, is it just to... Sorry.
Do they get any cut for themselves?
Or is it just go to your hair and Botox bill?
Now, I understand, like, if you're editing these videos...
And your Amazon must-haves.
Like, if you're editing these videos, say your child is, like, 16, right? Mm-hmm. And you're an influencer and your child is 16 and very much, very enthusiastically consenting to you putting them in videos and they want to be a part of it, right? And they're an older child.
Yeah.
If you're making money off of the videos that they're in and they're like not getting a cut, I can understand you having them take the video, but then you are editing on the back end and you're doing the posting.
That's a teamwork.
It's teamwork though. They still deserve
a cut. They deserve that money. That's their
money. Just because you edited it doesn't mean that they don't get to get paid for their labor in acting. Because literally we're raising child actors. We're going to be seeing the Demi Lovatos, the Miley Cyruses of it all, but it's going to be influencer children.
Yeah.
Like instead of Disney children, it's going to be children that had to act as influencers for their parents.
Which is crazy.
Like Everly LeBrant.
I don't know the LeBrants. I'm not
so the
to
LeBrants,
you.
they're super popular now even, but they were really popular whenever they first got together. They're Christian influencers. Mm. And this boy that used to be popular on Vine found this girl at a VidCon and her name's Savannah.
You know so much.
I know so much because I used to be a fan of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whenever, back before I started realizing how sickening it was. Mm-hmm. Back whenever I was like really deep into the church and I was still in high school, I was obsessed with them.
Yeah.
Me and Logan both were like, we loved them as a couple.
Like I know, like it sounds, I'm going to look it up. You keep talking.
Yeah. Look them up. I would love for you to see. So they, Savannah had a daughter from a previous relationship where she got pregnant as a younger girl.
Are they the ones that broke up?
No, they never broke up.
Is it LeBrant?
LeBrant, yes. So they got together, right? And she had a daughter with another man that she doesn't have speaking terms with. Mm-hmm. He has since passed.
RIP.
I think he died by suicide.
Oh.
Everly's dad.
That's really sad.
So Cole.
Okay, it's not loading. I'll look it up later.
Yeah. So Cole married her knowing she had a daughter, took the daughter as his own, and it was a really sweet story.
Beautiful.
And then they kept having kids, and then they made Everly her own Instagram, and they put her in dance, and they post videos of her and have been posting videos of her doing like full splits and her like in like leotards with
her
leg completely
open. Is that the one where
they,
I saw a video of someone and it was like the cover photo for the reel was literally like her crotch.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are like that.
That's weird. It's like they have to know who their audience is. Like you can't be that tone deaf. There's no way.
You don't care because you're money blind.
Do you know how easy it is to stalk someone?
Yes.
On the internet?
So easy.
And find your child and just steal
They had, get this.
Catch me in a Walmart parking lot.
Well, listen, that's another part of the lore
with
the LeBrant family.
Oh, you about to get these hands.
They got stalked at their home in LA.
Wow, crazy.
Somebody showed up to Everly's school looking for Everly.
Shocker.
Then, like 2 weeks later, somebody was sending a bunch of pizzas to their house and then started banging on their windows.
That's insane.
And their credit card accounts were getting hacked, paying for the pizzas that were showing up at their door that they weren't buying.
Oh my God.
So they had to pick up.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. So they had to pick up and move and go to Tennessee, yet they're still doing the same fucking content.
They should be arrested.
That happening.
I'm so sorry.
It's fucked up.
That's insane.
It's fucked up.
Your child, that's at this point, that's dead serious child endangerment.
Yes.
That's insane to me.
And people still follow. I have friends that still follow them. And I'm like, has it not clicked in your brain yet how dangerous these people are and what they're doing
to
their kids?
It's going to be interesting to see how those kids grow up.
And I have so many people that I grew up with, and you know names because I've shown you, mm-hmm. that literally exploit their own children, like a LeBrant type of family.
Wild.
And it's multiple people that I grew up in my hometown that have gone viral on TikTok and they continue to post their kids knowing how nasty it is. You know damn well that people fucking look at you. People look at your kids and you're making money off of it so you don't give a fuck.
It makes me queasy.
Like, do
to
you
know,
just actively choose not to think about people beating off to your literal child?
I don't understand how you can sleep at night knowing that somebody has a spank bank, including photos of your child. And
exactly.
Josh has told me that there will be people who will make accounts as those children. Like,
yes.
They'll take the photos from your page and make their own. It's just, he knows.
I love that Josh is into it too. Because
he's like the big reason. Because before he was born, we talked, I'm like, you know, my account's private. And like, I've gone through the list this many times. Like, I feel pretty comfortable with like who's on my list. And like, it's not like I share a lot anyway. I'm not that much of an oversharer anymore, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I feel pretty comfortable like sharing his face. And he was just like heavy on the no. And I'm like.
And it's both the parents' decision.
Absolutely.
And if he's like 100% not okay with it.
I think for me,
understand.
It's because I'm such a space cadet about sharing photos of Quentin to everybody that I'm supposed to. It's like the list is fat. And it's just, I feel like posting on social media is easier.
It is.
But at the same time, like. At this point, on principle, I just love pissing people off. Because mm-hmm. why are you so pissed off that I don't want to show my child's face?
Yes.
So now on principle,
whenever
I'm just not going to do it.
whenever I started this podcast and I started recording my first episodes, I went through all of the social media I've ever had since whenever I was a preteen.
Yeah.
I deleted any old accounts, mm-hmm. completely deactivated, wiped them from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I also wiped all of my old TikTok accounts. I found all old Facebook accounts, which I didn't want to get rid of the Facebook accounts because they have memories from whenever I was in
Facebook
middle school.
Accounts?
I had one and then I have my new one.
Gotcha.
I have one before I was married.
The amount of times I've wanted to just fully delete Facebook, but I need Facebook Marketplace. But if I delete my Facebook and make a new one just for Marketplace, I'm going to look like a scammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But I got on my Facebook accounts and I made them completely like my old one that I had in middle school through high school.
Mm-hmm.
I made everything on it completely invisible to the public except for my profile picture and my cover photo,
mm-hmm.
not even to friends. It's not visible to anybody. And then the one that I have now is friends only.
Yeah.
And you like anybody from the public cannot see my feed.
That's
and
good.
I that's very, that was extremely important to me starting something like this. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I like, if this were to blow up, right?
Yeah.
I don't need people looking at my life and trying to find shit to cancel me for, scrolling down to tweets that I tweeted in like the fourth grade. 'Cause that's literally how backdated it is I've had social media.
I can't even log into my old Twitter. My Twitter profile picture is still me and my ex because I literally cannot log in and delete that shit.
I had to go through three different. I don't even have the same
email or phone number.
I had to go through three different authentication things where it failed before I could get into the Twitter account.
That's insane. I don't have the energy for that.
I had to have the energy for it because I don't. Why would you? The whole shit about people going back on people's Twitters and finding shit that's now cancelable, what that wasn't back then.
So real. You were the most cancelable person.
I was the most cancelable fucking person.
We would not have been friends.
No.
Not even a little bit.
Absolutely not. So anyway. What a fucking episode.
What a time.
Why do I want to release this one first just because it's going to get people hooked in.
I'm in. I can't stop talking. Honestly, I could talk all night. Listen, me and Katie, we have our little midnight mommy check-ins and we just fucking shoot the shit. The most off the hip, unhinged.
We just be on Instagram DMs and neither of us will leave the chat. We'll just like wait for the response.
It's too fast. I can't even get any work done because I'm too busy fucking text yapping.
Yeah, because both of us, unfortunately, the only time we can work is at midnight.
That's facts.
So we're both up and we're both messaging each other.
And it's the most like, there's like three conversations going on in one conversation.
Mm-hmm. And me and Tony only live 4 minutes from each other. Could we do what we're doing right now after our kids go to sleep and like one of us shows up at the house? Sure. But no, we're on Instagram DMing each other while we're talking about how much we can't stand fucking social media. So it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's literally fine.
Everything's fine.
It's okay. I'm a coke addict. I'm addicted to fucking Instagram.
It is. Breastfeeding, I have replaced scrolling with reading and I feel like so smart.
I love that for you.
I feel like I have a big brain right now.
I have replaced scrolling with Peloton.
That's good.
Which has been helpful.
That is helpful. I haven't worked out in like a week and a half because it's been just like.
That's how I've been.
A revolving door of family. I feel ill.
Yeah, because I had family and then I had to travel and then I had a bunch of work and then I started this podcast stuff. I'm trying to bust out a wedding all at the same time. And Logan went back to work this week and had two 24-hour fucking shifts, which is stupid. They're punishing him for having leave.
How dare you have a baby?
How dare I have a fucking baby?
You.
I know.
Of Babylon.
Literally.
Jezebel.
So I have also been slacking in the workout department.
Same. And now we'll pick it back up. I was literally telling Josh that when I left. I was like, oh no, I'm bloated. Because I had fucking hot dogs for 3 days straight.
I had my first soda in 3 months today. Mm-mm. Because I was at Zaxby's and I panicked and my combo came with a drink. And I also haven't had fast food in 3 months. And I was like, vanilla Coke.
I forgot vanilla Coke was a thing. That is crazy.
I have not had soda in so long.
I get that.
It has benefited me majorly. And today I'm feeling the effects. It tasted great. Cannot lie. It tasted fucking smacking. But I'm hurting.
So Baki's here, as you know, and they don't have any fast food on the island. So this bitch wants fast food this, fast food that. She wanted Domino's day two. I'm like, I'm about to lose all this postpartum progress.
Speaking of postpartum. I'm getting a receding hairline. Hold on.
Good thing you got bangs.
Look.
It looks fine.
Well, you probably can't see it that well.
I don't know your hairline intimately.
My hairline comes down here usually.
I found three gray hairs.
Damn.
Three gray hairs.
Wow. We can stop recording and just chit chat before you go home.
I need a snack.
And I need a snack as well.
Do you, okay, are you like me? Like, do you only get hungry at night?
Yes.
I don't want to eat all day.
And
it's a problem
because apparently you gain the most weight eating after 8 p.m. and it pisses me the fuck off.
I don't
off.
Believe that for a second.
I don't believe it. I'm choosing not to believe it. I am choosing to actively say, you know what? That's not affecting
me. I don't understand what time of day, like, how does your, what? That doesn't, I don't, scientifically, mathematically, existentially, I don't understand.
Logan
how that makes
said
sense.
That scientifically, it's because you store more fat at night, and I'm like, yeah, when you sleep. I'm not going to sleep for another 4 fucking
I ain't
hours.
Sleeping. I ain't sleeping. What are you talking about? Sleep. Sleep who?
Sleep it's bitch where?
I don't know that bitch, honestly.
She's not in the room with us and never has been. And
she's
never
not
will
even
be.
On the planet with me.
No. Maybe in a year when I'm done with these photography clients, maybe.
Maybe.
But until then, bitch, where?
Sleep where? Yeah, no, I don't believe that. I think it all comes down to calories in, calories out, period. I don't see how the time of day affects it. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not a health expert. Are health experts even health experts? I don't even know anymore.
I don't know either.
So, yeah.
Love you, bitches. Thanks for listening to us yap.
Yabbity yap. Laga nooch. That means good night in Croatian.
Oh, say it again.
Laga nooch.
Laganuch.
I think that's how you say it. I don't know. I feel that's like, how I've been saying it all week.
I feel like that sounds like a slur for your vagina.
My Laganucci. That sounds Italian. My Laganussi.
My Laganucci.
Is it Laganuch? Or I don't know if it's La, but that's how it sounds. So
Laganuch.
Laganuch. The way Baki says it is like way faster. Like Laganuch. She says she likes the way I say it, so I must be doing something right.
And period.
Anyways. Thanks for having me. Can't wait to come back and yap.
And she'll be here quite frequently because she lives 4 minutes down the road.
I'm the comedic relief.
She also lives in 15-minute walking distance from me.
I'd be walking past her house and harassing her.
Bye, bitches.
Bye, bitches.